This is a story that was written on a plane. Jeremy saw monsters. And of course, I'm Asher Black. I figured it out, you see. There are only monsters when you're a child, not when you're an adult. You mean you only see monsters when you're a child, or only believe in them? No, that isn't what I mean. I mean that they only exist until you grow up. But that doesn't make any sense. I know, that's why I think it's true. I've tried everything that makes sense, and none of those things proved to be right. But if there are monsters when you're a child and not when you're older, there would always be monsters and not monsters, because somewhere someone is always a child, and someone is always older. Yes, that's excellent logic, and I agree with it wholeheartedly, tentatively speaking, that is. He made a wry grin. Then it sounds as if you're suggesting that adults inhabit a different reality than children. Now you're getting it, I think, he said. None of this solipsistic, we each get our own reality malarkey, though, right? You're not stupid. I like to think not. Still, what I'm saying is outrageous and does defy what we know, what we think we know that we know, about reality. I would understand completely if you disdained my thinking as absurd. Well, I can't yet see the practical difference between what you're suggesting and the usual sophomoric hogwash, but I do know you, have always known you, and so I'm willing to entertain your theory for the moment. Good, he smiled. I prefer to find it entertaining rather than simply terrifying. So, knowing that you usually tell me things as soon as you think them, I'll assume that you haven't yet worked out how adults and children might inhabit distinct realities. That would be a fair assumption. So let's to it then, Jeeves. Onward and upward. She liked to use those over-the-top references when they worked on a joint project. I'll take alternate but overlapping realities for 500, he said, offsetting her reference with game show banter and his best baritone host with microphone impression. That's just it. See, I hadn't even thought through that far. Overlapping, yes, but as you got older, you'd move from one into the other. Gradually? Let's add that to our list of questions. He walked to the whiteboard on the clubhouse wall and made two columns. In one, he added the word overlapping. In the other, he wrote gradually with a question mark. She had already created the same chart in her moleskin on graph paper, but with the columns reversed and the word alternating in the right column. She frowned, though, crossed it out. She didn't like to erase ideas once she had them, even erroneously, but next to it she wrote alternate. The clubhouse had been their own particular creation, though they hadn't actually built it. Better this way, she had said, when they found the old bean-shaped corrugated trailer. I would much rather reclaim something that once had a good use than ignore it and build something entirely from scratch. Like the way you write, he said, looking at her moleskin. I'm interested in this word you've crossed out here, alternating. I'm not sure it shouldn't be on the question side of your matrix. You mean the left side, she smiled. Right, he said, in a winking tone. Well, smarty pants, what's alternating got to do with it? Your theory says that children have monsters and adults just have children. It doesn't even seem to work the other way around. I have a monster, he said, suddenly looking solemn. Yes, I'm your monster, she said, and hugged him. But she found his shoulder stiffer than usual, and this always meant that he was hanging on to a thought, or that it was hanging on to him. What is it? She asked, releasing him. I dreamed last night. Is that all? She asked, smiling. But he took her question seriously, since they never lied to each other, and it was their rule. If one of you asks the other how he feels or what he's thinking, you answer, and you tell the truth. It was a good rule, and it had become the reason they could work and play together so sympathetically. I have a monster, he said. You saw a monster? No, I have one. Since when? Well, I wasn't sure before. When I started working on this problem, I thought I might have been dreaming, and it wasn't all the time. It was always at night, so then I thought maybe I was daydreaming, both in the daytime and at night. At least I thought that until we started working on our theory. She ignored the fact for the moment that he'd attributed the theory to the two of them, sharing the credit, now that he thought it might be true. There would be time enough for that discussion. You're seeing monsters. A monster. Singular. And not just seeing it. I think it's fair to say that I have a monster. He looked pale. It wasn't fear, per se. It was a sense of being utterly powerless to determine if this were a threat or a mere oddity. So you have a monster. Sit down. Tell me everything. She suddenly felt very protective. It was another rule they had, that if you tell the other person something, they have to believe you, no matter how outlandish. It was the reason they could trust one another so completely. Tell me everything, because I'm feeling like I might need to dispatch the little bugger, and I'd rather not, if he's only the cute Jim Henson type. It's not a Muppet, he said, and I'm not entirely sure it's a he. Now she felt certain she was likely to eviscerate the harpy, siren, thing. She was not above jealousy, though their relationship had always been platonic. Well, except that one time during the tornado 6 years earlier, but that was only a kiss, a momentary but long, deep kiss. She pushed the thought from her mind. Stop being vague. I'm not in the mood for inferences. Give me everything. All right, so here goes. They had decided to try all of the appropriate methods of conjuring monsters that children know about instinctively. These were, they reasoned, the age-old rituals of some forgotten understanding. They were the logic of the alternate, perhaps alternating, reality. The closet door was left open a couple of inches, the window too. The only illumination was a flashlight leaning against a corner. Does no good to wait for monsters if you won't be able to see them, they reasoned. And if the universal lore were accurate, the light would aid the process by letting the creature throw off shadows. When they were both settled into his bed, each of them dangled a leg over the side and waited in silence, broken only by their breathing, the sounds of night from the outside, and the palpable quiet of his room. Neither of their sets of parents hounded them about their friendship, which they knew, because they listened to and believed their exceptional children, was physically harmless and mentally and emotionally nurturing. It was not uncommon for one of them to sleep at the other's house, though usually not in the same bed. In this case, it was for a cause, and besides, his parents were out of town. She began to think about what he'd told her about the monster, or monsters. He didn't know if it was the same one each time or not. He had started to see them when he believed in them again, when he had started trying to decipher children's monster stories for the end-of-term literary assignment a month ago. She decided on them for the monsters because it was multiple sightings, and if their theory held true, she was calling it their theory now, these things were alternates, things that came into and out of existence with, and perhaps because of, a child's belief in them. And yet not merely belief. This was no my perception is my reality nonsense that their teachers might pawn off on more gullible youths. No, it was the acts of belief, the activities, the ritual patterns of believing that they had decided on as the prompts to their existence. You think about monsters, he'd offered, and your mind invariably does a what-if, essentially offering you the opportunity to believe. As you get older, you simply start turning down that opportunity. You turn away the prompt without it even being so tangible as something you dismiss. You keep walking. But if you stop walking, for instance, if you stop and look to see if you see something, well, you just might, if only a glimmer. And then, if you're just a particularly imaginative adult, you resume walking. But what if you don't? What if you keep acting as though something's there? She replied without bias that this might be what others referred to as insanity, to which she'd added, on the other hand, if your theory, oh hell, our theory, is right, maybe some of the monsters seen by the insane are actually there. In that case, he'd said, curing them does really take away their monsters, so it might indeed be what they need. But it's a little like prescribing painkillers for chronic joint pain. His mother had fibromyalgia. It does nothing to explain the underlying cause. What did you get on your paper? She whispered in the semi-darkness of his room. I got an I for incomplete. Sounds about right. His instructor knew he was brilliant, she knew, and refused to fail him when the wadded-up papers stuffed in his desk, which he used for refuse rather than storage, were better than the final product turned in by most of his peers. She herself could never bring herself to turn in anything unfinished, so she usually got higher marks in the long run, except when she didn't turn in anything at all and acquired a zero rather than an I for incomplete. Mr. Landry wrote on the last page that it was, quote, the most irresponsibly tantalizing nonsense to intrigue his sense of possibility all semester, and if you're going to wreak havoc on my understanding of literature, the least you can do is finish me off. That's a very nice thing to say, she laughed softly. That's what I thought. So are you going to finish it? Don't know. Still doing research. He kicked her lightly under the covers. She jumped, but not from his foot, which suddenly went stiff and motionless. The closet door had closed an inch or so, and then opened a bit more widely again. She knew it was the air pressure from the breeze outside and the partially open window, but she also found that she knew something else. He was seeing his monster. Not just seeing it. In his alternate experience, it was the monster. Well, that's it, folks. I don't know if I intended to finish that story, or if that was it. I have a feeling that I had planned to work on it some more. But It was written on a plane several months ago, and I thought I might share it as a podcast this evening. This is Asher Black, and that was Jeremy Saw Monsters.